Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you're at on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you the sounds of Dr. Tumi, No Other God. And before Dr. Tumi gave you Rorisang Tandekiso, Acts 4 verse 12 is the song that I gave to you, talking about the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I'm joined by my queen, as is Paula Mahlaba, one more time joining us here on Heart to Heart. My queen, how are you?
Hey, I'm very, very well, Ndlovu Gazi, as you always say. You know, you say it so nice. And when one feels like in Ndlovukazi,
but you are. I mean, that's what the Bible says. He says,
amen.
He says we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and we have to start believing that we are. And that's why sometimes we accept things that we shouldn't, because we do not know who we are. We accept defeat because we do not know that we are a royal priesthood. Once we know who we are and whose we are, Abatung, we are daughters of the Most High, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Okay, daughters,
amen,
and sons. Shouldn't leave out the sons.
Amen to that.
Yeah,
amen.
We are kings and queens.
Amen.
We are kings and queens.
Amen.
You know, I watched a movie some years back. Some young children were going through something. They were kept away from home because there was war at home, and they entered into this world. I'm not going to mention the name of the movie, but they entered into a certain world, and one of them sold his brothers and sisters. And when help ultimately came to, or the rescue came to them, and he came to where the rescue was, and he was rescued, everybody bowed down to him and said, "King." And even the evil one was claiming his life from the one who is righteous, she said, "That king, that young king did this." But he never knew. He never knew that he owed so much. He never knew. And that's why he sold his own brothers and sisters, because he never knew. And so we do the same. We sell others. We do the same. Because we do not know who we are.
Yeah.
But today it's not about us. Today it's not about us. It's about you. When you came the last time and you were talking to us, you came and spoke to us from your testimony, your journey with the Lord.
Yes.
But there's one part that also that stayed with us, being a musician, being a worshiper, being a praiser, if there's any word like that, one who praises and worships the Lord. And that's who you are. And you do it even in song. Yes, you do it in your life, how you conduct your life, but you always also do it in song. Why is it so important for you to also sing unto the Lord? We say, sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto him. And so why is it so important for you to also sing unto the Lord, praise him and worship him through song?
Right. So let me just firstly greet our family of Heart to Heart on Radio Pulpit. Sanbonani, Melani, a good day to everyone, a good day to the family. So the Bible tells us that we are actually created to worship God. And your life, I think, becomes a disaster most of the time when you don't worship the one who created you. So
it falls out of equilibrium.
Exactly. Yes. So for me, let's remember also Job, because we are supposed to worship God in spite of our circumstances. In spite of the storm that we go through, we worship God. And I remember a few worshippers like Job in the Bible. When he lost everything, everything, the Bible says he worshipped. And there were three young men who worshipped God in the midst of the fire. They lifted the name of Jesus. And so when I look at those people and now I look at my life, I'm saying I've got more reasons why I should worship God, you know. And moreover, looking back at my life, at my testimony, I've learned that each and every day of my life, immediately when I wake up, I thank God for the breath. Even before I feel ubuthi, is my leg still working like yesterday? If I get out of my bed, is my body still functioning well? Just the breath of life that I woke up. It's more reason why I should just say, Father, I worship you. I glorify you for who you are. And not more of so for what you have done or for what you are still going to do, but for who you are. You are God. You are omnipresent. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient God. I worship you for that. You see. So it's very important, Uguti, as musicians, we worship God as well with our lifestyle.
Right.
You know, I always say to people, integrity is one of the most important value that you can carry as a child of God. Because when you look into the dictionary, Uguti, what does integrity mean? It means doing the right thing when no one is watching. And so we should worship God as our lifestyle while we are singing. Singing with our voices is just a cherry on top. Because God even receives any voice. Whether it's melodious or izyelale, he receives any voice that worships him in spirit and in truth. Yeah, so that's what I can say. But yeah, so I'm a musician and I've been to many countries, including Botswana is like a home.
Yeah,
because they have invited me as a country when they were celebrating their Independence Day. They will invite me. I've been to Kenya as a musician, you know, many countries. So I have that life as well. I know to South Africa, I might not be that famous with music, maybe, but in other countries, they know me as a musician as well.
In other countries, they know you as a musician. You are now bringing that scripture that our Lord Jesus Christ said, and I'm like, oh Lord, I hope that we as South Africans don't what you said, that a prophet is not known in his own home. So, we should also celebrate what is ours, because you are from us.
Yay.
And so we ought to
Amen.
Be celebrating you as South Africans. Uska celebrate you akwa ntlekwa. You know, how you would feel like when you are married, or when you are at home and your parents are celebrating other children, but they're not celebrating your wins as their own.
Yeah.
It feels like that. Yeah. And I'm like, Lord, help us not to get to that point where we are like that, where your husband or your wife is celebrating other men, other women. They're like, oh, did you see? Hey. Mara, here at home, they don't celebrate you. And that is something that would bring war in many families. So,
yes,
you say worship the Lord before you even can check if your feet are working, if things are in order. Start worshiping, and that's how we should be starting our day.
Come again?
You say we should worship the Lord even before we open our eyes. I mean, not open our eyes. After we opened our eyes, before we check if everything is still working, if I'm still fine, if my money is still in the bank, if my feet are moving, I should be worshiping the Lord after just opening my eyes?
Yes.
What does it say to the Lord when I do that?
That's what I have learned after I was in ICU. And I was, my family was told that they should prepare for a funeral. Then I realized that the most important things, we don't actually even look at them. Your breath. The breath that God has given you gives you another chance to fix your life. Gives you another chance to even make a difference in someone's life.
Mm.
And then that's the thing, Tina, it's my bone. We want to see bank balance looking much better, driving whatever and wearing whatever. We forget about the most important thing that money cannot buy.
Mm.
All the money in the world cannot buy the breath of life that God has given you.
So we are taking life for granted as a result of that.
We do take life for granted. And that's why each and every day I just thank God for small things, for small things. Yeah. And those small things that we look at them as small things, they're not actually small. It's just that, Tina, we prioritize are wrong.
Sure. May the Lord help us to prioritize right and start worshiping for the little. Start worshiping for opening our eyes. Just that my eyes are opened. I can talk. I should be worshiping the Lord. Last week, I was involved in a quick accident that happened within splits of seconds, but it was an accident. Mm. And you realize, life is so precious. In seconds.
Life is so precious. It can be gone.
It can be gone. And thus, we ought to be worshiping the Lord every minute that we get, with every little thing that we have. And I'm going to give the sounds of Sis Paula Mahlaba to the family when she says, "Kitsamaye." And I think when those of us who can do things and are successful and things are going right with us, we should never forget God, or that we need God as much as when we do not have. Most of us only remember Him when we have. And we ask, can I have what others have? Can I also be successful? Can I also glorify you? But the moment He gives us a breakthrough, we forget who He is and we never go back to worshiping Him. So let us not stop. Even in our glorious moments, let us not forget how much we need the Lord. Thank you for opening our eyes into that. So we are coming back with Sis Paula Mahlaba. There's more great news about Sis Paula Mahlaba and her journey with the Lord.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Ah, kitsama, yeah, and that is Sis Paula Mahlaba this afternoon, talking to us about praise and worship and what she does on a daily basis. I'm challenged as a child of God. I'm challenged that we wake up, take it for granted. Some don't even pray until you are in the bathroom and you're bathing. You're like, oh Lord, hello Jesus, hello Lord Holy Spirit. You know, we do that. We do all sorts of things. And yes, there are those ones who wake up at 5 and pray, those who wake up at different hours and pray. Others pray when they are in the car. Children, let's pray as you're driving them, taking them to school, or whilst you're eating. Yeah, when you're just about to eat. Some do not even pray unless it's that moment where you have to now take your Bible and sit down. That's when you pray. Hey, Batum. Prayer is very important. Thanksgiving is very important, actually. Worship is very important. Yeah. We are not self-made. We do not even protect ourselves, but he does it. He's the God in our lives. And this is what a family member said to us.
Sanbonani, Sanbonani, Sanbonani family. Sanbonani, Mama Sibongile. No, Mama Paula Mahlaba. Sanbonani.
Hey, family.
Sanbona, Sanbona.
Unkulunkulu muhle. Sanbonani. Hey, Mama Sibongile. No, Mama Paula Mahlaba. Mama Paula Mahlaba. Uphola Mahlaba ukhuluma iqiniso mama Sibongile hey yazi umbonge noma kunjani sifundise ukumbonga uNkulunkulu hey njalo ekusindo mangivuka mangivula nje amehlo ngithi baba ngiyabonga
yeah
ngiyakholwa umntwana la ekhona umfana omhlala ethembisa ngithi ngiyabonga ngiyakholwa uvukile mina nobaba sivukile nentombazana nakha sivukile emuhle uNkulunkulu indlela esengijwayele ukumbonga ngakhona mama Sibongile noma Mpholo Mahlaba njalo mangihlika kule hlika iteksini ngemsebenzini ngimbonga njalo and kuvuka njalo noma ngihlika nje iteksini ngiyabonga ngithi hey akekho njengaye akekho ngalinganiswa naye akekho ufana naye muhle muhle uNkulunkulu wethu uyasigcina. Ngiyabonga mama Paul Mahlaba uqinisile likho iqiniso elidlalela ushoyo. Mama Sibongile yimama Matsela Pedi. Bengithumela umlayezo ngithi ngicela amanamba akho. Ngoba nginentombazana yami eyenza ijournalism. So wacishe wathola kabi kodwa uNkulunkulu emuhle. Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga bazalwane, ngiyabonga family. Nkulunkulu anibusisa nigcine njalo sinilalele nisikhulise nasikhuthaza nisibeke endaweni ekahle uma ngibalule indoda yepulpiti kodwa angikwazi ukuyilalela njalo emsebenzini amanye amamandeyi sengikwazi ukuyilalela ngiyabonga kusuku olumnandi. God bless you.
Mom Tila Betty, thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you. She says, I give thanks for my family's awake. My daughter is, everything is fine with my daughter. My husband, everything is well. Even when I go off the taxi, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, because we are not self-made. We don't protect ourselves at night. True. We don't protect ourselves on the road. When everybody else is getting involved in accidents and other things, when you look at where you are, you're like, it could have been worse, but Jesus. It could have been worse, but Jesus. My queen, our time is not on our side. I don't love our time sometimes, but what can we say? Another congratulations to you as a worshiper of song that you have been nominated. Your new single that you brought to Radio Pulpit a few months ago, You Did It For Me, was voted in nominated in for the Ingoma Awards Best Gospel Single. Congratulations!
And you know what? I just want to thank one of my brothers first. Obuti, he's the one who pushed me, you know, and even sent me the forms like, Paula, please do it. Nkemele. Paseka nkemele.
Oh, yes. I remember Paseka. You brought Paseka to Radio Pulpit. Yes.
So Paseka Ngebele tells me about the Ingoma. I'm like, I've never really entered these things. I've been just worshiping and praising God everywhere, but I've never really...
Did you think you would?
Pardon?
Did you think you would come out of, like, in the nominations as well? Or you were like, ah, Ritlabon?
This time around, I was like, I'm just doing it to satisfy Paseka, you know, because he sent me the form.
Yes.
So he sent me the forms, and then I did the forms and sent them through, and I was like, okay, I'm done with this one. Whether I'm nominated or not, it doesn't matter. Then I get the invitation for the nominees. I'm like, oh, okay. Still, whether I'm nominated or not, I just enjoy Polokwane, you know.
Yes.
So okay, they did it on YouTube online, but. And then I didn't watch. Then the very same Paseka calls me and say, hey, we've been nominated. I'm like, what? And then he sent me the post. I'm like, wow. So I just want to thank him for pushing me that far. And when I give AMA codes for AMA votes, I would like also to give for Paseka so that they can vote for him. So I'll give my number and Paseka's number so that at least they can vote for both of us. You know, I can't leave him behind.
Congratulations to both of you for being nominated. And so how do we get involved?
Okay, so you vote for your SMS. SMS costs only 150, and you can SMS as many as you can, as many times as you can. So mine is BGS. So B for best, G for gospel, S for single, and the number is 09.
Mm-hmm.
And then you SMS that number, BGS09. And then for Paseka is BGS08.
Mm.
And then you SMS those numbers to 33745. You SMS to 33745. So our numbers, BGS09 and BGS08.
Ah, even everybody next to each other. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Congratulations. We wish you all the best, my queen.
Thank you so much.
Because you didn't even think that you would come through. You were doing it in J. But God says, hey,
it's time.
Yeah, and he did it for you. They did it. They nominated you for your song. You did it for me. And we wish you all the best. Upu Jack, your co-host, says, wow, what a great move. with exclamation marks right there. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
BGS09 to 33744 or BGS08 to 33745. My queen, thank you so much for talking to us. Every time we take a journey with you, we learn something new. I'm glad that the Lord woke you up from the coma that you found yourself in. And today, as a result of that, you are able to talk to us and say, hey, God is good. God is faithful.
Yeah.
Thank him for every moment you're breathing, for every moment you open your eyes. Thank him. So I know we said we'll be taking journeys with you. And we'll continue to learn from you as a worshiper and as one that the Lord has saved from so many things that have happened. So thank you so much. And we wish you all the best with the Ngoma Awards. And I know that voting happens up until the 11th of August. And her music, is it now on our digital platforms?
Yes, on all digital platforms. Even overseas.
Yeah.
On I think it's Deezer.
Yes.
Yeah. You can get it anyway. Whether you are in... Australia or you are in America, you can just get my music.
Paula Mahlaba, you did it for me.
Yes.
Playing out with that
you
one.
You did it for me. Or the other one is Psalm 139. I think you have it there. One of the two songs.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. You did it for me. Thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us. And all of God's best. We'll be talking to you again very soon.
Sure. And thank you to the family of Heart and Heart to Heart.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.